Welcome to The Workplace Effect, Success Stories, where we speak to Donna Hansen from Flight Centre, one of our valued, trusted workplace customers. I'm Lisa Winstanley, Customer Advocacy Manager at Meta, and it's my pleasure to be your host this month. First off, can you tell me a little bit about who you are, who you work for, and what your role is at the company?
My name is Donna Hansen. I work for Flight Centre Travel Group, which is a global travel company. We operate all over the world, and I work in the United States. My role encompasses the Americas, which consists of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. I've been with the company a very long time, but I am now currently the Director of Internal Communications for the Americas.
So how did Flight Centre start using Workplace? I believe you were one of the first adopters of the platform.
So it started just as Facebook at the time, you know, it was not Meta, it was just Facebook. They were doing this trial and they had contacted some of our people in Canada if they wanted a free trial. Canada started using it. And it was, again, this was at the very beginning when this product was in test mode. And it was used probably very similar to the way most people use their personal Facebook accounts because no one kind of knew what to do with it. And then the past president that ran the Americas for Flight Centre got wind of what was going on in Canada and came to me and asked me if this was something I could check out, that they were using it as a communication tool. People seemed to love it. Is it something we wanted to bring in the U.S.? And from there, that's when, you know, I did check it out. But when we did start it in the U.S., though, I guess we didn't really like the way it was being a little more on the personal side in Canada. There was no structure to using the product. It was just something they were fooling around with, and everybody was using it a little differently. And when we decided to bring it here in the U.S., it wanted to be used to take over emails so that there would not be any email communication, because that is one of the largest complaints that everybody had, was that there were too many email communications. It's confusing.
Uh-huh.
They can't keep up with things.
Yes.
So we were using it as an engagement communication tool and to get rid of emails. You know, I could go into all of how we started, all of the process, but what did happen is we launched it here. It was very clear that it was a business tool. This was not to be used on any personal level. There was no personal conversations happening. We set up lots of different groups with the goal of stopping all of that mass email communication. And because every topic could have a group within Workplace, people took to it. And I won't say that people took to it right away. Like with every new change, nobody likes that change. And it takes a lot of getting used to where to find things. But it became a big success. And most certainly the presidents of the company loved using this as a tool. And I think it's just that instant communication, that instant feedback, that feeling like you're talking to someone as opposed to just reading someone. And from there, we decided to combine the Workplace and have Canada come to ours and use the same structure. And from there, little by little, it became global. And I'm talking now like it happened quickly, but it wasn't. It was a process. And, you know, it was a couple of years, most certainly before it became global. And we were one of the early adopters, even in the U.S., right before Facebook launched it as a big product. So we have been with it from the beginning.
So why did Flight Centre require a platform like this?
So most certainly as a company, it was used at the beginning to alleviate the stress of lots of emails coming, not knowing where to look for information that we need as a company as to operate. We are a large company. We have several divisions. So it was set up with each brand, each small business, even down to the level of teams forming their own groups to communicate. And most certainly, you know, we have a lot of information going out all different channels, and it was to centralize where that communication was sent. It was to make that easier. And when it went on to a global level as a company, it was used on a broader span of that, not only communication with each other across the globe, but helping our customers.
Yeah.
We most certainly didn't feel like we needed to have this, but what we saw it as a way to most certainly enhance our business and to enhance the experience that we could give our customers, because having us being a travel company and we're selling product, whether it's on a leisure level or a corporate level, we have people in all different corners of the earth. So you can get information that is going to help a customer in destination for whatever their purpose from somebody that's actually living in that part of the world. And that's where it really took on a bigger life of information sharing and much easier collaboration across the world.
We all know the travel industry has gone through so many big changes in the last few years, but how has Workplace managed to support that?
Well, actually, it's been fantastic for supporting of what has happened. I'll go through a negative of what has happened and a positive. So the negative is, yes, I work for a travel company and we were absolutely devastated by the pandemic and we lost more than half of our workforce. And when I say we lost it, it was business decisions that were made to survive as a company because there was literally no travel happening. So as a result of using Workplace, most certainly when the pandemic first started, the idea was even if we had to start cutting staff, they were going to be back within a few months, you know, like let this all pass. Everybody was coming back. Nobody saw it turning into the event that it turned into. So we were able to open up other instances. We opened up an instance within our workplace to communicate with the people that were furloughed from the company. And we did that on a global level as well. You know, we had a group for Australia, a group for the US, a group for Canada, so that we were communicating constantly with the people that went out on furlough to keep them up to date what was happening in the company. And we would not have been able to do that without a product like Workplace, without a doubt, because it was, again, that instant communication. The negative is that, yes, things are getting back to normal, as everybody could see in the world, on different levels, but it was a very trying time. The very positive thing on how this Workplace helped as a tool is that instant communications, while we were at the beginning of this pandemic, in the middle of the pandemic, and it's happened in other instances with our company, but having to tell people all of a sudden when our main office here in the States in Montvale had to get shut down because we had got a COVID case early on and telling everybody not to come in and the building was closed for 2 weeks. Little did we know the building was not going to reopen, you know, for quite some time. But the point is, while it was happening, it is much easier as a tool reaching people immediately with that product. Also, the fact that you're videoing, so, you know, presidents, managers, directors are getting on and speaking. It has a much different effect than a cold, horrible email that's going out to people.
And were you getting that feedback from the employees? It must have felt like a personal touch to see the Flight Center president.
Oh, yeah. No, there was definitely, I mean, even aside from when COVID came to play, people might have contacts with their immediate supervisor, even their immediate manager or their immediate area leader. But to be able to have that contact with the president of the company, with the vice president, because maybe you work on the other side of the country and you're not able, maybe you work in one of the storefronts and you're not in a place where that person works. So having that communication, that visual is very different. And most certainly it always depends on the person, but everybody, you know, from that person that was running the company then to the person that's running the company now, they love that feedback and that ability to talk or have contact with every person within the company. So it's very well taken.
Really interesting. Can you tell me a little bit more about the types of workplace groups you use?
Well, it's funny that you're saying that. So there's two groups that I'm seeing all of a sudden starting to make a comeback, and I just saw it today. And this is, again, when you asked about how the employees or what the benefit was or why. This might not be why we started, but one of the very positive outcomes was that touch across the globe. So we have Most of the groups within Workplace we have closed so that you're not bothering people in other parts of the world or maybe other divisions that don't need to see the information.
Yeah.
But we have specific groups that are open global groups that help communicate for, again, the end result, which is helping our customers and showing our customers the world, which is the bane of our existence here. There are about five. I don't know if I know them all off the top of my head, but I know one is called Travel Brains. And Travel Brains is specifically meant for you yourself might be personally traveling, or you have a customer that's inquiring about a destination that you might not know enough about, or maybe a specific questions, and you put that question out in the group. You put it out with saying where you are, because the question that you might get from somebody in the UK or South Africa might not pertain to somebody that's sitting in Canada. So you generally will start with, I'm posting from this nation, so that this way you're getting the right feedback. But now I put a question there. Maybe I have a customer that's going to Australia. I've never been there. They have a limited amount of time. They might want to go to Ayers Rock. They're not sure if they should. So can someone tell me how long it takes? You know, how much time should be spent there? So then we have another group. You need to taste this. This is when we go on our personal vacations. We go to a restaurant that we think is fabulous. It could be from a stand, you know, on the street to a gourmet five-star setting. But there's a format of how you post it with, you know, the name of the restaurant, where in the world it is, a dollar sign for the amount that it costs. That goes. Then we have one that is more for fun because you always want to keep it lively, where it's just you're taking these epic travel pictures when you travel and you put it out there, and it's called Flighty Life, and everything has to be hashtagged with Flighty Life. It is meant to be fun, but in a way that's very pertinent to our business because this is what we do, and to keep that communication. And it's very informative for you to help any customer that you have traveling. So these are great ways that we use it and why it's a fantastic product.
So this is remarkable. Can you share with us the story of how Workplace managed to save someone's life?
Absolutely. And just like everything we talked about, it might sound great because we're a travel company and we're sharing these epic travel pictures, but every company has their own product that they're proud of. Ours just happens to be the world, you know, but that you can use it in that sense. And this happened pretty early on when we became a global communication tool. We had a customer. This really is an unbelievable story. I mean, it happened a couple of years ago, obviously pre-pandemic, but it is so inspiring, like how effective this is as a tool and a way to communicate. There was a customer of someone in Australia that was in South America. And this customer was there for a longer period of time. It might have been like a 2-month trip that they were living in this place for a while. They were in a very small town in South America. They got very sick, life-threatening sick. They were in a hospital in South America. They did not know if this person was going to make it, and they needed blood. They needed a specific blood type to get this person help. Started with somebody in Australia reaching out in North America. It was the evening when all of a sudden messages started going out that there was a customer in this town that is in desperate need for blood. Do you know anybody that you can contact? And I'm going to cut the story very short, you know, but it went like wildfire. It went in one group, which was a smaller group, somebody in this other group on Workplace seeing it, that it ended up getting put into a group for the president in the Americas. So everybody was able to see it. The same thing happens in the other countries where they operate. People said they're going to share this on their personal page. I have somebody that works for this airline. I'm contacting them right now. I have family here. It literally spread like wildfire that on the day, and it was probably maybe within 48 hours, they needed to start collecting the blood. In the morning, where the blood collection was taking place, there were lines to get in to donate blood, that they had so much blood left over that it was able to help other people. thank God the person did survive, got home. But then, you know, everybody kept updating on the thread. And you know, listen, the truth of the matter is, for all we know, this person got saved by somebody that was local to where they were in South America. But there is not a doubt the effect that we had as a company. People took to it so quickly and just wanted to help. And I, you know what, that kind of speaks for not just the product, but what you always hope is people in general, when, you know, very bad things are happening right all over the place. But, you know, when something is needed and there is good to be given, good does outweigh bad. And it is that could never have happened if we did not have Workplace, because it's that instant communication is the key. Instant communication.
It just proves to me the power of connection.
It was unbelievable. It really was. It really was.
And just to round things up, what are your future plans for Workplace?
I don't know that we're looking in future. As new product becomes available within Workplace, we do take on to see how that could enhance our business. Right now, I think more of the goal is, you know, we never lost that Workplace effect here in the US and Canada. It is very ingrained in our DNA at this point, but that's not necessarily the same for all the other countries. Again, this goes back to what has happened, you know, with COVID and just the effect of what has happened to our business. So I think a lot of certain areas are looking more at revamps, like let's restart this up because you might have fallen into old habits. Maybe people who were driving forces behind certain groups are no longer with the company at this point, you know, so you don't have that person that's, you know, the one holding the torch and forging forward. So I think more for the shorter term, the focus is on getting Workplace back up to speed to where it was as far as communicating prior to COVID. And I think that's more of the main focal point, you know, and then getting us joined together.
Totally agree. So important.
And again, it's not just Workplace. It's just even us as a company, as every company, you know, you're having that whole, everybody's having that hardship of getting everybody together, feeling connected with what has gone on. You know, as I said, recently I saw all of a sudden there's been a couple of pictures posted in that Flighty Life group. I just saw again today a question go out in Travel Brains. This is stuff that hasn't happened, and it's slowly, you know, because people couldn't travel, people haven't been able to, you know, so now as things are picking up, those things are starting to get a little more effective again.
Amazing. Well, thank you very much for sharing your story with us today, Donna. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much. It was great, you know, being able to share our experience. It's all positive, even tossed in with some of the negative. The outcome is much more positive than it is negative. So I love sharing stories that make you feel good and hopefully inspire other people to do good and feel good to way they can communicate and maybe change their work style.
Thank you for your time, Donna. Thank you to Donna and Flight Centre, and thank you to you for listening to the Workplace Effect Success Stories.